Welcome to the Zoe Routh Leadership Podcast, your source of strategies and insights to make you a better leader. Influence, improve, inspire.
Hi, this is Zoe Routh, and I'm here today with Melissa Healy, who is going to be a table host at our upcoming event, The Edge of Leadership, in March 2017. Very excited she's going to be doing that role because she's got a lot to offer and a lot to share in her experience as a business owner, as a professional working with small businesses, as well as what her firm does for the community sector in Canberra. So, Melissa, welcome.
Thank you very much, Zoe. It's a pleasure to talk to you today.
Cool. So if you wouldn't mind just sharing a little bit about your background and what your role is at DFK Everalls.
I'm a chartered accountant and a fully licensed financial planner now that the rules have changed. I've been with DFK Everalls since 2000. It's been a while. But basically, I help proactive business owners and investors with all their financial needs. We try and be a one-stop shop for them here, so we can help with everything from starting a business, their bookkeeping, annual accounts and tax returns, business development advice, and then financial planning to protect the wealth that they've made and make it grow so that they can retire gracefully in due course.
Retire gracefully in due course. That just sounds lovely, planned, and easy. So that's amazing if you can do that.
Certainly try.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit more about DFK Everalls and your focus on community.
So at DFK Everalls, I suppose we look at it from a couple of different angles. The first is obviously, the most common one is just charity and straight out donations and sponsorship of things. So Ronald McDonald House is the DFK Australia New Zealand main charity. We chose them because they're non-political or religious. They're a national organisation, so each DFK firm in each capital city has their own house that they can sponsor and assist. We've had quite a few of our directors have had children who've had to use their services before, or who have family and friends who've had to use the Macca's house services before. So it's certainly one that's close to our heart. And last but not least, every dollar raised for Ronald McDonald House actually goes into running the houses, because all of the administration behind the scenes is all paid for by the McDonald's franchise source.
Yeah, so that's amazing.
It's nice to know that all your money goes to work for them.
And so just to clarify, because if people haven't come across Ronald McDonald House before, it's a residential place nearby a hospital that parents and families can go to while they've got a family member going through treatment.
Yeah. Is that so the idea? Particularly for regional Australia, if you're miles from the nearest hospital, then, you know, one of the biggest problems in the past is your child is admitted into hospital and yet you're travelling backwards and forwards or spending a fortune on hotel bills. So the Ronald McDonald houses have rooms in them where you can stay while your child is in hospital, and quite often that can be for months. And therefore, you know, save you a fortune. It keeps you very close to the hospital so that you can, you know, go back, have a rest, and then, you know, not waste hours in traffic and getting lots of parking fines and things like that. So, yeah, it's a great facility.
Absolutely. Because there's nothing worse than, A, going through it yourself, and then as a supporter, as a family member, it can be... Yeah. It's just one less headache to think about.
Well, that's right. And quite often, you know, for families that have additional children who aren't sick, it means you can even take those kids with you. Mm. You know, if they're too young to be at school or whatever, you can take them with you and you can all stay in the house together. Yeah. So your family doesn't get split up and things like that. So it's a fantastic charity.
It is a great charity. So you guys contribute financially to Ronald McDonald House.
Yep.
And
so
what else?
Yeah, so since the Canberra House started probably about 5 years ago, we've been a bronze sponsor from day one for the ball that happens each year. Then we're also, we take the team in to the house at least twice a year and run the Meals for the Heart program, which involves basically cooking dinner for the members of the people who are in the house at the time, which in Canberra is usually about 40-odd people, including the staff members. So that's quite a fun team event. We'll take a dozen members of the team with us. They'll have organised a menu plan, two or three different dishes to cater for different tastes. They organise all the shopping for that. Then they rock up. They organise a roster for who's doing prep, who's doing the cooking, and who's doing the washing up afterwards. the team has a fantastic time. So, you know, it's a bit like a team building experience, but one that has a great community contribution to it.
So when you talk to your staff after doing an event like that, what do they say about what was meaningful to them about that experience?
I think they first of all really appreciate the opportunity to make a contribution to the community. You know, it's very hard for one person on their own to either, you know, be brave enough to rock up somewhere and say, can I help? But also, you know, the difference that one person makes on their own obviously isn't as big as if a whole team of people get together do something useful as a team. So they appreciate that opportunity. And then they also, basically come out of it having learnt something, whether it's about how to organise a function and all the behind-the-scenes work that gets involved in that. And it also, usually ends up teaching them something about their team members. So, you know, who's good at what, and, it doesn't matter sort of what level accountant you are. You've got the opportunity to, you know, be a leader in organising this particular function. So, yeah, it's a great learning experience for them as well.
Hey, that's great. So Ronald McDonald House, for some reason I have trouble pronouncing that. Ronald McDonald House is one of your key charities. What else do you support?
Okay. We have a little bit of fun in terms of our contribution to the community per se, without actually being a charity. About 5 years ago, we were the inaugural gold sponsor of the Comedy Club Festival in Canberra. So we helped bring that to town to, help the community have a few extra laughs. So that's been great. So this will be the fifth year running we've been doing that. So yeah, not the sort of average event that not the event that your average accountant sponsors, but we've had a lot of fun and a lot of good feedback from that, and we usually book a whole stack of tickets to one of the events and use that as a thank you present for our clients. So
that's great. You're bringing stereotypes around accountants having no sense of humor, so well done on that.
I know, one of our mottos has always been have fun doing it, we're very keen to make sure that the life of a traditional accountant is not what you experience around here.
That's awesome. So Ronald McDonald House,
yep,
and the Canberra Comedy Festival,
yep,
and there was a few more, wasn't there? What else was on your list?
I suppose there is a variety of things that the team participate in terms of various fun runs and things like that around town. The team also have their own personal contributions that they do, whether it's to Rotary Scouts, school PNCs and things like that. But DFK International sponsors Movember. So last financial year, for example, all the DFK firms around the world raised over $88,000 for that good
Whoa.
Cause. So that's been great promoting. Yeah,
that's a lot of mustaches.
It is indeed. It is indeed. But the other thing that we do here at Everalls is try and do a bit of a contribution to the industry per se. So we've been sponsoring the ACT Chief Minister's Export Awards, which showcases all the firms in Canberra that are getting out there, and that, you know, it can be any size business, but ones that are getting out there and actually exporting their services to the world. So that's a great opportunity for us to help showcase local businesses. And various team members here have been members on the Institute of Chartered Accountants or committees trying to promote best practice within the industry, and one of the things the public practice panel, for example, has been working on the last year has been liaising with the local universities to create programs to make their students more work ready. So, you know, almost developing an internship program and things like that. And we've also sat on various ATO panels to make sure, you know, that the ATO hasn't come up with any, you know, bright ideas that won't work in practice. So we try and keep an eye on things and provide feedback as to what will actually work in real life and what won't, and, you know, we don't want too much red tape and, you know, them creating legislation that doesn't actually work in practice. So we also view some of our community contribution as doing activities like that.
I love how you've expanded the idea of giving not only to charity but to community organisations like the Canberra Comedy Festival and to industry, because I think that's often not taken into account when we talk about successful businesses, about this whole giving principle and giving ethos. And it's not just about money. It's also about time. It's also about talent. And it's also about, as you said, as you suggested, looking beyond just charities to other aspects of what makes up a robust community, whether it's business or whether it's fun social / arts events, as well as at the support services, etc. So I think that's an awesome paradigm to keep in mind, is that giving can be across a number of different things. So I know that most of your clients are small businesses. And we were speaking before the podcast started about, I was curious about what is the percentage or portion of small businesses that actually do contributions to charities and so forth. And so what's your understanding, or what's your experience of small business contributing to charity and community and industry, I should say?
We do have definitely a lot of clients who take their social contribution pretty seriously, and therefore, you know, it might not necessarily be a formal program, but most of our clients are definitely, you know, whether it's donating to charity or sponsoring various events, are definitely contributing to the community in one way or another. One of my longest term clients impressed me on day one when I met them by sort of saying that their one of their, you know, missions of their business was to contribute 10% of their profit each year to charity in one form or another. So it's been fun watching them over the years put that into place, and definitely making sure it happens, keeping them accountable. But yeah, you know, same as us, it's a range of activities and a range of charities that they're supporting, you know, some financially and some just with time and effort. So it doesn't necessarily show on the books per se.
And there's something that often doesn't get spoken about a lot in business, this whole giving nature of business in Canberra in particular. And I think it's a beautiful story to showcase how much business owners actually do want to make a difference to where they live and to the people they live next to. And it's beautiful that we can start sharing those stories a bit more and seeing how much of a difference it does make.
Well, I think, you know, business owners shouldn't shy away from it and shouldn't view it just as a necessary cost, for example, you know, that, you know, we have to make a contribution to the you know, be it a charity or an organisation. I think it's definitely possible to create win-win relationships between businesses and organisations, be them charitable or just a local community group, such that, you know, yes, the business is probably providing some cash, if not some, you know, time and energy, but by supporting the community, it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with the business being able to share that, you know, or showcase their social agenda as part of that. And therefore encourage other businesses to do the same. You know, if we can show everybody that, you know, promote the fact that it is a way to run your business well, and that there are other things that you can get out of it, you know, in terms of personal satisfaction and you know, sense of purpose for contributing to the community, you can do that in a win-win situation with your business
Absolutely. And I think the more we tell a story, the better it is. And it's been surprising as I've been inviting people to be table hosts to my events. So many people are shy about talking about it. You know, do I do enough? Yeah. Some people say, you know, is my story really worth telling? And I think the more you tell the stories, the more it encourages others to do the same and to see what's possible.
Well, that's right. Anything's better than nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think I was talking to Peter Gordon of Hands Across Canberra about this. You know, there's a lot of powerful intentions out there amongst individuals and business owners about, I want to do something good. How do you go from, I want to do something good, to actually doing something good, the tipping point of taking action? And I think one of the things that can help us, move us to do that, is to see what other people are doing, to see how easy and how satisfying it is to make a difference.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why I encourage every business owner to put up on their websites and in their marketing material about what their causes are that they're contributing to.
Yeah.
And to encourage others to do the same.
Yeah, and I think you're right. Certainly in terms of when we first spoke, you know, it's like, well, I don't think we do enough to sort of qualify, you know, for this role. But when you actually drill down into how much we actually do, it's sort of like, oh, yeah, okay, well, yeah, maybe we should promote that better.
Yeah, absolutely. So Melissa was one of the people who was shy and reluctant to actually talk about what her company and she does for charity and community and industry. And I'm so glad that she agreed, or that you've agreed. Talk about you in the third person.
That's right.
I was talking to the listeners, that you've agreed to come on and do this role and to share the story. I think it'll make an enormous difference to other people making similar decisions in the future.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly not hard, and there is definitely ways of going about it that can generate that win-win solution. Yeah.
So, Melissa, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the podcast to share your story. The transcript will be available at the show notes at zoerouth.com/podcast/Melissa with one L and two S's. So if you want to have a read through the transcript, that would be awesome. In the meantime, thanks so much. And I'm so looking forward to having you as table host at the event. And if you want to come along and meet Melissa in person, go to zoerouth.com and click on events, and there the Edge of Leadership Unconference will be listed there, and you can see who else is going to be there as a case study as well as table host, and you can see Melissa's profile in greater detail. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.